Well, she says now on Hot Ones that she had a rule that said that she was not allowed to make eye contact with any of the main actors on the show. Had you ever heard that rule?
I had not. But I'm not saying, you know, it's very possible somebody could have said that to her, either seriously or not. I can't imagine who it would have been. Certainly wasn't one of the cast. And I can't even imagine. The only other people might have been an AD or maybe somebody in the makeup and hair trailer. But I don't doubt that she heard that somehow. But it was, I certainly was never aware of it. You certainly never saw that on the set.
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. Stop what you're doing right now, because it's time to dive deep into 90 News. All the latest news and rumors coming out of your favorite zip code. With your hosts, Pete Ferrero and Melanie Rose. Oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard.
Okay, hello, welcome to our first 90 News. It's myself alongside media, Melanie Rose. How'd you like that?
I liked it. Thank you. Good plug.
Yes. Melanie, we decided to do this. I'm going to be honest with everybody, which I'm always. This is our show is always based in reality. You came up with this incredible idea to start talking about all the news that's going on in the world of Beverly Hills 90210. I mean, it appears over the last few weeks there's just been a ton of things happening, you know, from the Jessica Alba controversy, which we just showed at the top, to Shannon Doherty doing an interview. There's a lot of things going on, you know. Some people were talking about Dean Cain from a few years ago. That got resurfaced with everything that happened with Jessica. So this concept is, what's going on with everybody in the world of 90210, including our podcast? Jenny and Tori are going to have a podcast coming up soon, which we're super excited about. All friends here, so all friend zone. So
yes.
So I think the best way to do this is to kind of get started with just talking about some of the news and hop right into it. But before, I am drinking a Pete's Peach Pit Passion Margarita. We want this to be sort of like a happy hour for those.
Cheers.
And, it's just, you know, peach nectar and some margarita and all the typical margarita ingredients. What are you drinking, Melanie?
You know, just a little splash of vodka and seltzer, something light. I've still got, you know, a rest of the Friday to complete, so gotta be somewhat aware of things. So
no doubt. Well, cheers to everybody watching.
Yes. And,
hey, if you're not Friday drinking, and you're just drinking water, that's always good with us too. All right, so let's hop into it. What do we want to talk about? There's a lot of things. And by the way, we were a part of the news this week.
Yes, we were.
Which was
a little controversy.
Yes. And I didn't pull the clip of that because, you know, it just was kind of nutso. But this Jessica Alba story has sort of now, you know, just went crazy. I mean,
it keeps going and going and going, and it's still here.
So for those that don't know, Jessica Alba was on a show called Hot Ones, which, by the way, I love that show. I binged that show where people eat hot wings and reveal hot stories, I guess, right? That's the concept. I may have just given them a new slogan. And Jessica was on there, and in eating wings, somehow she said that there was a no eye contact rule on Beverly Hills 90210. This prompted responses from virtually everybody in the cast. Ian, Jason, Jenny and Tori both said this never happened, right? Mm-hmm. They all were declining that this happened. Then I went to, because our show's about production. Our show's about writing. It's about directing. It's about
behind the scenes.
Yeah. So I went and said, well, actually Chuck Rosen said, why don't you ask the director of that episode? Joel's a great guy. Ask him. So I reached out to Joel, and Joel was like, sure, I'll talk about that. And we talked about that whole episode, Making Amends. And that's what the clip that you just saw was Joel saying that he had never heard anything like that. Larry has popped in with some comments about that. Chuck has had some comments. And then Christina Lee's took it to a whole new level.
Yeah, that was definitely next level. And, you know, it was really out there. Us Weekly picked it up. And you know, she did also apologize the next day after making the comment on the podcast, you know, to clear things up a little bit, too.
She did. And I thought that was good of Christine because, you know, she said, she doesn't know Jessica. And I know Christine never would intend for something to become, you know, a national news story.
No.
But this is definitely taking a life of its own. I wish Jessica Alba would either come to 902, what is it, 90 News, sorry, or the Beverly Hills 90210 show, one of these shows, and just set the record straight about what she meant, what happened.
Who told her? We all want to know who told her. Where did these words come from? Where did they get spoken? Who was it? We want to know. So, Jessica, if you're watching, we'd love to have you on and talk about it some more.
But I just wish Jessica would, you know, kind of come out and say, hey, I fucked up. I didn't know. I didn't mean that. That's not how it actually happened. Or no, double down on it and say, no, this is who told me it, you know, and this was,
yeah.
Or maybe it's just a feeling that she had, you know, I got that feeling, whatever it is, there's got to be an answer to that, that piece of news. So the 90210 fan base, we love our cast. And when I saw that story come out, I was like, hey, it's, you know, maybe this did happen. I'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but you know, let's not go at Jenny and Tori if it's not necessary, you know?
No, absolutely not. And you know, another thing, like Christine Elise had mentioned in her apology is, you know, the crazy thing about all of this is that the show's been off the air for 20 years and, you know, here we are 20 years later, still talking about something, yeah. You know, pretty minor that happened so long ago. So again, it's just a true testament to, you know, the timeliness of 90210, how it continues to be in the news, people still watching and talking about it. And, you know, it's exciting for us to be able to cover these things.
Yeah, totally. It's almost like the 90210 mafia. You know, don't fuck with our family.
Right. So
that's kind of how we took that, Jessica. But I love Jessica Alba. I think she's super talented. So hopefully yeah, we can get that clear. All right. What else is, that's the big one, I guess. That's really been going. What else you got for us here?
Yeah, so another big story from this week, Tori Spelling had posted on Instagram talking about how, you know, the eyes are the window to the soul, something that her dad believed in. And that was a reason why on the show, he didn't prefer the actors to wear sunglasses. And then she kind of went into, you know, taking it to another level, how she was cyberbullied for the way that she looked, for, you know, her big eyeballs, for, you know, for not wanting to show a certain side of her face. She said that she would sit in the makeup chair crying to the makeup artist, you know, to try to make her look different. And, you know, I can't imagine being a teenager in the spotlight like that. And, you know, if she was cyberbullied back then, think about how much it's amplified now with social media. You know, I can't imagine being a teenager now either. I mean, look at, you know, 13 Reasons Why, which is a show essentially about the impact of, you know, cyberbullying and the power of social media and how it impacts teenagers or anybody really. So, you know, to hear her talk about that heartfelt experience, you know, I think it touches us, and it's a shame that she had to deal with that because she was really great on the show. And I hate to hear people hating on her because we love Tori.
I used to always say, I've said this on the show, I said it to her, I don't think she believed me, but when people back in high school asked me what celebrity would I want to be friends with, I don't even know how those conversations come up, but when you're kids, anything comes up, right? Yeah. I would always say Tori Spelling. Donna always seemed so like approachable and sweet and kind, and just the way she portrayed Donna Martin obviously came from a really great place. So, and everybody that we've talked to on this show has commented that she was super talented, she can always deliver comedy, and you know, or end the drama, but in addition to when they were guest stars were brought on, that she was always super accommodating and very sweet. So, hey, so I'm gonna bring Larry on, Larry Mullen's waiting in the wings, and he's gonna, you know, pop in and give his thoughts on this situation.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm an expert on cyberbullying, as you know. I tend to like the bully people. No, I don't get involved in it, but you know, our show obviously just was on the cusp of social media. I think we touched that in the I'm trying my new news personality, so you don't get confused with my other personality.
Love it.
News here, you know, we didn't really have that. So, you know, we touch upon it in the Rolling Stones field. We, you know, kind of flame the Rolling Stones. But after the show, you know, look, social media. You know, I mean, people dump on the show. They dump on everybody, but you just have to have a thick skin. And obviously Tori, you know, she knows what's what. She has a good sense of everything. And, but it's good for her to reveal that, and it's just because it lets everyone realize, hey, it's not just me. I mean, but everyone's vulnerable to this, and you just got to kind of walk away from it and just try to put it in perspective. And she's obviously done that because she's very comfortable in her own skin.
I mean, Larry, you've said on the show before a couple of times, she's just a phenomenal talent. She was always delivered. Every time you gave her something, she was, you know, always willing to jump in and was excited by it.
Well, I know, look, this, you know, the show, you know, I left the show in the seventh season. So the seventh season was getting to be the end of college. And people, you know, after 4 years of double ups, and that's 128 episodes in 4 years, people were kind of, you know, like you see another script and you go, oh, yeah, there's another one. But Tori would always be, new script. You know, she'd be so excited. It drove you. It drove the writers. We knew, you know, that someone else was really enjoying it. Not that people weren't, but it's just in a job is a job. Sometimes you have excitement. Other times your professionalism takes over. You can let that carry. But Tori always was anxious to see what was going to go on. And, you know, she had so many just nuances. Going back and looking at these episodes now, you just really see the range of stuff she did. I'm now into the ones where she's taking care of Joe and his heart condition. Because, again, those were difficult episodes to get through because we weren't going to have her sleep with anybody. So, you know, how deep is this relationship? What can we do to kind of bring it out? And Tori just jumped into that one. She really committed to something which could have been pretty dull, but it really was inspiring. I mean, I saw her take him to church the other day. I went, wow. She took him to church and prayed for him. I remember we did that. Which also reminded me of like when she was going to lose her virginity. I went up to Aaron and Mr. Spelling's office and said, you think we should go to the church first and talk to the priest about it? He went, nah, just do it. Of course, that was after like 100, that was like after 300 shows or something.
Yeah. Well, listen, Larry, I'm going to let you go. But this coming Wednesday, it's super exciting. We're going to have Paige Moss on the show.
Yes.
I've been watching a few of these. She is so amazing in this storyline. Mm-hmm. This is, of course, the storyline with Tara and Kelly, where she's stalking her after coming out of the rehab.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly is so vulnerable at this point, coming, you know, after her cocaine addiction and breaking up with Colin, and she meets someone and befriends someone who has worse problems than her. It's so wonderful how we cement these people, and then what happens next, obviously. But you're gonna have to go watch those.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. And Paige herself, you know, that was her first televised credit. I remember casting her
thinking, like, this was
first IMDb credit. I just double checked again because I remember when we saw her, I went, oh, she's going to be perfect for this because she was, you know, everything she had working for you. Sometimes actors, you know, you're too tall, you're too short, you got blue eyes, you got blonde hair.
Right.
Everything was right for her.
Yeah. So that's Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're very excited about that. Jessica Klein's going to join us too. We haven't seen her in a few.
Looking forward to Jessica.
That would be great.
Well, right. 90 News. Way to go. That byline.
Yeah, exactly. Good seeing you, my man.
Yeah, all right, thanks for joining us, Larry.
Bye-bye. Congratulations.
Bye.
All right. So that was Larry, you know, filling us in on what's coming this week and, you know, some good insight there. All right.
Morning,
what else is going on in the 90 News world?
Well, we did a little social media sweep and we covered some of the cast members' Instagram posts and, you know, saw what everybody was up to. So we're going to share a post from some of our favorite cast members and we'll start with Shannon. So Shannon is actually going to be doing a sit down interview on Entertainment Tonight coming up on Tuesday, October 27th. And Sarah Michelle Gellar, her longtime friend, is going to be doing the interview with her. They sat down at Shannon's home. So remember, set your DVRs or, you know, try to catch it the next day. Entertainment Tonight, that's on Tuesday, the 27th. You know, we love Shannon, like we always say. And, you know, we're looking forward to hearing from her. I think it'll be really nice having one of her good friends interviewing her. I think that'll give it a nice, you know, authentic feel. And I'm sure it'll be emotional. You know, I'm going to have some tissues ready because I can already feel some tears. So so that was what was going on Shannon's social media. She also shared a photo from a rescue dog from Malibu Vet. I don't know if we have that picture. Do you have that one?
I do have that picture. Let me see. I just, you know, I hate sharing images like this, but this is the dog. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she had reshared this photo on Instagram from Malibu Vet. And, you know, she's a big animal lover and kind of shared about, you know, rescue animals and that sort of thing. So that was another thing that Shannon was talking about this week.
I will say, absolutely, the one thing I keep going back with when I watch these episodes, I've watched these episodes so many times, but just how gifted of a performer Shannon Doherty is on the show. But she's just so much more than that. She's just, you know, she just embodies, you know, 90210. I think when we all look back on the original episodes of 90210, we think Brandon and Brenda, you know what I mean? And those two will always be super iconic that way. And not to take away from everybody else, but we are endeared to her heart and to her work. And, you know, we'll all always be fighting for her and all of our cast members, why we all went at Jessica Alba this week, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you got something to say, say it. But we are all defending or rooting for Shannon for sure.
We are. And, you know, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, you know, if you have ever been impacted or have a loved one that's been impacted by breast cancer, you know, there's lots of good charities out there to make a donation to. It's a cause near and dear to many people. So, you know, get out there and support it if you can.
Hey, let's take a look at this.
The swamp, it changes things. There's a darkness. It's been released.
I don't see anything moving.
I'm scared for you.
Hey, so I mean, Ian is crushing it in this Swamp Thing show. I mean, have you? I've been watching this. This is really great stuff for Ian. You know, I mean, the whole show is really great. So it's not just for Ian, but wow. I mean, I'm really stoked about this show. I hope we can get Ian to come back on and talk about working on this show and maybe another, you know, one of our episodes, our 90210 episode. He's just loving it and doing great, right? So that's Ian Ziering's Swamp Thing he's in.
Yep, on the CW Tuesday nights.
Yeah, and this was him earlier in the week on Instagram, right?
Dirt biking in down in my neck of the woods in Temecula, which is just north of San Diego. I guess he's been a long time dirt bike rider and is doing some more training. So good for him for getting out, doing what he loves. And, you know, he's a busy guy. So it's nice to see him making time for his passions.
Yeah. And his kids. He posts a lot of great Instagram stories with his kids and whatnot. And I'm always touched when I see those. He seems like such a great dude. I love Ian.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, I love them all. Okay. Speaking of another person I love, right?
Jenny. Yep. She was giving her pup a haircut this week and was asking, you know, all of her followers if anyone has groomed their pet before. I know I have. My dog actually is a similar looking dog to hers and sometimes looks like he came from a fight or something. I don't know. Mm. Weird patches everywhere. It's hard to groom your own pet, but good for her for trying. And it's always fun to see people with their animals. I love that.
I also love to just always see Jenny. She's just so stunning and, you know, super talented. So it's always good to see what she's doing. Okay.
Absolutely. So Jason, he is plugging season 4 of Private Eyes. That is on the Global Network and it starts November 2nd at 8 p.m. I actually have not watched this show yet, but I'm looking for a new one to binge. So I think I'm going to check it out because obviously I'm a huge Jason Priestley fan and I like to support all of our 90 cast. So I look forward to catching up on that show too.
In here. Yeah. And he's always so lovely when he comes by the show. So hopefully we'll see him again too soon.
Yes.
All right. And then there's this Brian, right?
Yes.
Pick and coop up. I think he started a vegetable or a vegetable garden or what's it called?
He's starting a garden, a vegetable garden. And I think he was looking for lumber this week. That was the post. And, you know, I've just got to say, I love Brian. I love his dad vibes. I love, you know, he just seems so authentic and friendly. And I love to see all the things that he's been keeping busy with during quarantine. Most notably, he was the giraffe on The Masked Singer. Yes. So that was really fun. And something funny about that was they actually thought that he was Jason Priestley. So You know, that was kind of ironic. They guessed Jason and it turned out to be Brian. And of course, Tori was the unicorn on The Masked Singer before. So now we've got two of our favorite 90210 cast members as Masked Singer contestants. So that's been fun to watch too.
Awesome. He's such a good guy. He's always so helpful and was really touching on the Luke tribute show. So pull that up in the archives. We did a really nice special tribute show to Luke Perry on his birthday. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of really nice things to say. Love Brian so much.
Yes.
Okay. And here's Gabby getting out the vote, right?
Yes. And you know, this might be one of my favorite of the week. Obviously right now is a very volatile time politically, and it's nice to see her, you know, out there getting people to vote. Of course she's the SAG president. So, you know, she supports a lot of, positive labor stances and candidates and that sort of thing. So it's nice to see, you know, all of them sharing what they're up to. I loved the voting one, though. I thought that was a nice, nice image on Gabby's feed.
Sure. I don't have the image of our shirt, but we have a really awesome Brandon Walsh.
Richland Walsh for president. Yes.
I'm sorry. I almost called him his real name, but yeah, Richland Walsh t-shirt. So make sure you go pick that up at BeverlyHills90210showshop.com. And then, of course, Kathleen. I love it.
Kathleen, you know what? I'll let you take this one, Pete. Why don't you tell us about your week meeting Kathleen?
I did. I did get to meet Kathleen. She's doing some amazing stuff. Obviously, I've always thought she was a super talented actor and just always brings everything. And now she's show running and wrote 18 episodes of Swimming with Sharks for Quibi. And then earlier in the week, so that wrapped this week. I think that was a part of the news story. And I got to meet Kathleen Robertson. You know, I met my TV crush, and she actually turned out to be super cool and sweet and everything that you'd want your TV crush to be.
That's so nice. And I can't wait to watch Swimming with Sharks. It's going to be great. There's so many good people in it. There is Zach Dempsey, who was on 13 Reasons Why that I mentioned earlier. Ross Butler is on that show. Love him. Donald Sutherland, Kiernan Shipka, who's from Mad Men and Sabrina. Mm. So there's a great cast, and it's so fun that she's been involved with that, and especially that you got to go to set and meet her.
Yes, and that happened all thanks to Molly Campbell. You know, so much love to Molly Campbell for having a piece of jewelry that Kathleen had wanted for a long time. And Kathleen's been so sweet, and I went and picked it up. I went to Molly Campbell's house, which was really cool. I know Mindy and I are planning on going to Molly Campbell's house at some point to do another we did with the locations, but we're going to visit all the cool, clothing that she has and stuff that she designed. I actually have some of the Molly gave me a couple of images, which I now put displayed back here, of drawings and stuff that she did. We'll show those soon. But yeah, I went, picked up the jewelry and dropped it off to Kathleen, and she was amazing. So that was really, really a very fun thing to happen this week.
That's all right. Awesome.
I think that's everything that's going on, unless I missed something, Melanie.
No, I think we covered everything. And, it's just been really fun to watch 90210 in the news. I mean, gosh, a day hasn't gone by where we're not seeing 90210 in People or Us Weekly or Today. Mm-hmm. So, I think this 90 News show is going to be really fun just to keep talking about it and get the conversation going and, you know, keep on keeping 90210 in the news.
Absolutely. And in terms of our podcast, the Beverly Hills 90210 show, you can go to BeverlyHills90210show.com and check out last week we did the Halloween episode from season 2. Anthony Stark, who played the cowboy, was with us. Christina Lease, which we referred to earlier. By the way, Christina Lease and Perry Samitin offered so many great, and Jill Henkel was with us, the set decorator. They offered so many great things about Halloween in that episode. So there's like 58 minutes of really great content about Halloween. 2 minutes on Jessica Alba. And, I would love for everybody to be talking about Anthony Stark's performance in that episode. I wish that was the thing that went viral. But
and really, just really quick on that, you know, I loved and appreciated hearing from him and how that impacted him. You know, he played a bad guy, and hearing how playing a bad guy impacted him and the emotions that brought up in him, I thought that was really powerful, even for such a small role. I can't imagine playing such a bad guy and how that must manifest, you know, so It was interesting to hear about, you know, the impact of that on his performance.
Absolutely. Next time you'll see us is Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when we're covering all things Kelly and Tara. I have to think of a good title for that. I haven't gotten there yet. And then also, next Friday, we'll be back again talking about whatever the heck came out in 9-0 World and 9-0 News. We'll be diving into again on Friday. So this is our Friday show. Pop a cocktail in case you missed everything. And cheers, Melanie. This has been
cheers.
Great.
Cheers. Yeah, happy Friday. Have a good weekend, everybody. And if you hear of any 9-0 News, feel free to pop a link in the comments and maybe we'll cover it next week.
All right. Cheers, guys. Thank you for joining.